our answer today is you are a decedent. That's heavy stuff, you know, to realize that as soon as you're born, you're classified as death. And the birth certificate and the social security number and all the rest of it, they're creating this entity through the state that makes you a dead person, but you are a straw man. You know, a lot of people know about these things.
Yep.
But it's insane. What do we do? You know, there's so many people that are telling us you can become sovereign, UCC, et cetera, et cetera. I know you talk about putting a box around your signature when you sign any document. What would you do if you were a dead person deceased under the United States corruption and fraud? What would you do?
I'll move my estate out of Mammon. It's a simple business administrative decision that I've already done. I've already taken the action. If you don't like what they're doing with your estate, then you have the capacity to move the estate. And that's, I talked on that other show with you on Blog Talk about cutting the Gordian knot, because that's where it starts with the birth certificate. I've gone down all the rabbit holes on the Uniform Commercial Code and the sovereign movements and stuff like that, folks. All that's the crazy-making behavior. That's the smoke and mirror show. It's really about trust law, and it's about the estate. It's really that simple. Everybody, we made it complex, but it took us all these years to get to here to tie all these loose ends together to get some clarity of thought and realize that it's really just about the estate. Yeah, I'm no longer in USA Inc. myself. For those who are still on that side of the fence, they have to operate in a different capacity, but there are ways to operate. You have unincorporated trusts and stuff like that. But anyways, I won't get into all that. There are solutions on the other side of the fence. That's why my brother and I, Michael, have created privatist.me to show people how to operate effectively on the private side, not being in USA Inc., because that's all the public. They say all these laws are public laws for 14th Amendment citizen slaves. I never use the moniker citizen. I never use the word sovereign. Like I say, Wickbo versus Hopkins, you are sovereign by right. You can't be a subservient to what created this thing in the first place. But that's, they've got the order all reversed, and that's why they get away with the forced compliance on these shots, because you're part of their chattel property. At least that's what they like you to believe. And that's why they get away with all this stuff, because they think you're happy with where you're at because you never divested yourself from that plantation, so to speak. But we are creating solutions to get off the plantation, and we'll be bringing that forward on a more aggressive level here very soon.
Okay, so let's start. You know, and this is a very big, hurtful thing for myself, that I didn't know what I did, what I know now, what I knew when I had my son. I had him in hospital. He got a birth certificate, the social security number, all that crap. Okay. So starting from today, please tell people what should they do in your opinion. And I recognize you're not giving legal advice. You're not a lawyer. I want to protect you in saying that.
Right.
What would you do if you were a parent giving birth to a goy chattel instrument under the present situation to protect them from being used by the monsters? Okay, and you'll have to wait. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Our answer today is you are deceived. That's a very major message to the people with my special guest, Dr. Peter Goslin. And, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years, and it's a very hard thing to get people to realize that according to the monsters that control all that is, which is very accurately shown in that YouTube, Change is on the Horizon, Part 2, which you sent me to, that we are already dead. And this is so hard. for people to realize is the extent of the corruption and fraud. What I've always said is that we are dealing with a monster so disgusting and evil that we can't even conceive it if we have a conscience. So I just want you to tell the people listening what you would do if you were you, knowing what you know now, and maybe your wife is pregnant and you're going to have a baby. I tell people have a home birth, no birth certificate, no social security number, no vaccines. Of course, it's a little difficult to do that, especially in some states like where I live, North Carolina, where it's illegal for a midwife to do a home birth. They're doing everything they can to prevent us from protecting ourselves from what's going on.
Right.
But I would really appreciate it if you could give a big picture view without, you know, saying you're giving legal advice. He's not giving legal advice. He's not a lawyer. And that's why we know he has a conscience. But what would you do to help protect your family from being entrapped in this monstrous situation?
Yeah, I've already given my wife the option. She wants to remove herself out of Mammon. Yeah, because once you're, that's another reason why they're putting the kibosh on all these midwives, because they want them in these public hospitals so they can claim some more chattel property, so they can hypothecate more bonds and make more fiat money. That's what's keeping this system going. So, in essence, I remove myself. I'm no longer in USA Inc. Like I say, I'm the Divine Province, which is a. I remove my trust to out of Mammon, so to speak, and no more. It's no longer sitting on the plate for the vultures to eat. That's why you can't expatriate. You can't do all this other stuff that all these people are doing. Matter of fact, I'm sure you're well aware of the secession movement. And
yes.
Everybody and their sweethearts, they're trapping them as well, because what they're doing is they're coming forward with their signatures and their social security numbers, showing that they don't know who they are. And what they're doing is those would be the ones first on the hit list for Incarceration Nation, because they got new contracts with the Corrections Corporation of America to bind our brothers and sisters up on a different level if they consider you a belligerent, a combatant, under this NDAA scam that was passed under executive order last January. Matter of fact, at the crack of midnight, Obama brought that forward. So they've created a new instrument to make more instruments. And guess what? You know?
Okay, let's start there. How did you make yourself what you are? And then we'll get to the situation of the children.
Okay, yeah. Coming over to the Divine Province, I took an action. When we first started this 9 months ago, we came across, when you put your DNA on a piece of paper, they have no denial that you're now alive, because everybody, you know, they keep filing papers into the court, but they're dead man's courts. That's why they never recognize these papers. I don't deal with their courts. I don't go into them. I have no need. I can operate on the private side capacity. And we have a website that people can go to and get some information. It's on the Postmaster General .na. Matter of fact, I'll attach to it and put in. I was just looking for it as we were speaking.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you help people do what you did? Because people need help. So
right.
Please tell people that.
Sure. Matter of fact, let me go click onto the icon so I can put it into your Skype. So I don't have to repeat it 100 times for them. If we got a place we can download it, they can go to it. Give me a second. I got so many things on my computer.
Okay. Take your time.
All right.
It's very important, because there's a lot of people that claim that they have ways to extricate people from the system.
Right.
UCC and all the rest of it. I've tried many things. Nothing has worked.
Right.
So basically, I pick my battles. You know, I do what I have to do. I pay the corrupt taxes. I do all the rest of the crap I have to do.
Right.
But I want to find a way out because it's insane what we're being asked to do. And especially as you have revealed that we are actually considered dead. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's amazing. And yep. When people face this fact, maybe they will do what they have to do.
Right. Yeah, we've been looking for the solution for years and years. We have affected a change already. They're getting the memo. You actually got states like the state of Virginia actually pushing some new diatribe because they're afraid of the slaves getting off the plantation where they can't steal no more from their estates. And they're actually doing a seminar here at the end of the month in Virginia for those claiming the sovereign citizen movement or whatever. They want to consider them belligerents. I'm not there. I'm not a sovereign citizen. That's an oxymoron anyways. It's sort of like saying liberty and taxes in the same breath. The two don't meet. They're diversely opposite. And so I never claim to be a sovereign or a citizen in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to post this into your Skype. This is the website for the Postmaster General. And
let me just say, and I want you to give the link verbally because I can't access my Skype while I'm doing the show.
Okay.
But all the secession stuff, you know, it's so obvious that basically the secession document and petitions are being put on the governmental websites. As soon as you sign on, you are going to be labeled as a terrorist, combatant, seditionist, whatever.
Yep.
You're basically putting yourself under, you know, the wrath of the terrorist monsters that are controlling the government. So it's really amazing that people don't get it.
Nope.
They don't realize who is controlling the government. It's the Jewish Zionist monsters. And that's why I was very gratified to see that in that YouTube video, Changes in the Horizon, Part 2, that you suggested I look at, they talk about all these things, how the whole government was corrupted from the beginning.
Yep.
The Constitution no longer exists. Why not check it out for yourself?
Yep.
I mean, people have to face these facts if they're going to do anything to save themselves from the wrath of the psychopaths.
Yep. Well, that's what I say, Doc. When the pain becomes so great, then you start looking for the medicine. Until the pain becomes too great, they'll tolerate it. It's sort of like a toothache I was dealing with last week. You know, when the pain becomes so great, I say, let's extricate this so that I can move forward because you have to take an action. And that's it's a verb. It's an action. We have to, it requires people to do something. So, and they are waking up, maybe not fast enough, but we're getting some, they're scared to death because, matter of fact, they're doing seminars because they don't like that we're removing the estate. But see, they've stolen the estate from your birth, and they've been using your beneficial interest. And here's some irony for you. Like in Libya, when they bombed that gentleman over there, their people were actually getting a stipend from their own government, not socialism, but on the oil revenues that everybody got in line. Where's our revenue check from Big Electric, Big Pharma, FDA, all these corporate whores? They're literally exhausting the estates, and they're putting all the profits in their pocket. So if you're a shareholder in this so-called system, they're screwing you out of your shares all day long because they got us declared as decedents. That's how they could get away with this garbage, and they figure you'd never wake up and find out. So I will give you the website, for those listening, postmastergeneralna.org with a /. That will get you to the site. There's a plethora of good information on there, which I also post on privatist.me as well to give people something to look at as a different option. That's why I knew it was about the estate when I started putting two and two together with the divine province. I said, this is the only thing that's made sense. I've done the UCC stuff. I've done all that other garbage, and they ignore everything, and they hypothecate and steal everything. Well, if you don't like what they're doing with the estate, you got to move it. And when you move it over to the Divine Province, you're no longer under USA Inc. And this is, has got them scared to crap. I mean, these people are running for the gates. They're trying to close down all the doors and the windows. But as I speak now, the poop's out of the elephant, and they'll never, ever put it back in. So
exactly. And I've experienced the same thing trying to file papers at the clerk of the court in Long Island, making me a sovereign, and they just refuse to accept the papers. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after the messages. When we come back, please tell the parents that haven't delivered their babies yet what to do. We'll be right back. And we're educating you that you are now decedents with my special guest, Dr. Peter Godson. And we're starting to get callers lined up to ask questions or make comments. But before we bring them on, I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, educate people without giving medical or legal advice, what you would do to protect your baby from being a decedent before, you know, the government and allowing them to be entrapped into a vaccination scam and all the rest of it. What can the people do?
Yeah, matter of fact, a friend of mine from South Carolina actually did not give her baby over to the state-run hospital. They weren't happy. She didn't care. She stood her ground because she wasn't going to let them claim hers. And that's why they've created this new chasm with the midwives and all this other stuff because, well, we can't have too many slaves getting off the plantation now, can we? Otherwise, we can't hypothecate the chattel property. That's the whole point. They want to get some more fiat money going in the coffers. For those bonds, those birth certificate bonds, and that's what gets the whole ball going. So, yeah, I know a lot of states are really trying to put the hammer down. It's no different than, you know, like Codex Alimentarius and all that garbage with the UN trying to shut us down from alternative medical technologies that are dirt cheap for the masses. And God forbid if the people actually stayed healthy so they wouldn't have to go to Big Pharma for any chemicals. But as far as on this child thing, yeah, for those who have a back or a spine, yeah, don't give over your child. You have a choice. That hospital is making money too on that baby for them to bring the child over. That's the objective. But I know in some states they remove the child from the mama if she doesn't want to give it over. My friend Courtney didn't have that issue. She was able to get out with her baby intact and tell them to go pack sand, basically. So I guess the option for everybody is however they decide to move forward on it. Yeah, if you don't have to give it over, don't give it over, because that's what they're looking for, a claim. They want a claim.
Okay, none of them have to give it over.
No.
Every child at home, have a home birth, get a midwife. No birth certificate, no social security number, and you know, move forward from there.
Right.
That's what people have to do. But that's a hard thing. I mean, childbirth has been made into a medical, you know, situation where it's got to go through in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know, and everything they do is actually causing a problem with childbirth. If you, you know, are in the wild and you squat,
yep,
and you have your baby, you're going to have no problem. But that's what they've been, you know, miseducating people in regards to, and actually leading them to believe they have to have babies in hospitals where the mom is strapped down and given an epidural and all the rest of it. It's totally insane.
Yes.
And
they've done a good job propagating the fear to make them go over to that side of the fence.
Exactly. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Mike from Maryland. Are you there, Mike?
Yes. But I'm sending it anyways, so I can't be there. So.
Hello? Am I on the air now?
You're on the air.
Okay, hey, I'm sorry. I was kind of distracted for a second. Listen, you get a very fascinating guest here. I tried, could you spell that as website for me real slow, because I went to the public school system.
Okay,
for me,
I got
yeah.
you, brother. Which
go
one?
Ahead, go ahead, Dr. Gosselin.
Yeah, the privatist.me site or the post.
Yeah, 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 privatist, yeah, privatus.me?
No, privatis, no U. So I probably pronounced it correctly, privatist, not tus. So.
Okay, do it again.
Okay, privatis.me.
Okay, thanks. Listen, I want to bring something to your attention now. I don't want to be accused of spreading disinformation, so maybe one of you folks could check this out. I've known about this for years, but you may have heard about this, but supposedly inmates are sold as collateral on the stock exchange, and supposedly this is one website that you can go to it's called redeemthetruth.com.
Right.
And you can go there and you can click on this one thing there and you can put in their QSIP number and it shows how they're sold on the stock market as slaves for the labor in the prison system. It's called redeemthetruth.com.
Right. There's a bunch of other good sites, musicians, I think, I'll have to pull it up, but anyways, yeah, there's a plethora of, especially on this bond issue, because they're hypothecating all these inmates as warehouse merchandise. They actually have salvage bonds. I've seen them. They're underwritten by Lloyd's of London. You can't make this stuff up. You just follow the bouncy ball and the paper trail, and it's everywhere. So, yeah, you're on the right track. And now with this NDAA garbage, they're creating a whole new warehouse merchandise for storage with the belligerents.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, hold on. We're going to a break. Please stay on the line. We need to continue this, Mike. We'll be right back.
Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is you are a decedent. And we have Dr. Peter Gosselin, my guest, on the line, as well as Mike from Maryland. And Mike brings up a very important point because, of course, all of us know that we have the biggest incarcerated population on the face of the planet. Most of these people that are incarcerated for, let's just say, baloney reasons.
Right. They're going to die of baloney
sandwich. Myself there. Okay. And, of course, they're all decedents as well. And what do those people do? I mean, especially in the face of Washington and Colorado passing propositions making marijuana legal on a state level, and the federal government, they're just gnashing their teeth. They can't handle all of this. And these people are being used as chattel, basically, to, you know, continue the military, medical, industrial complex. I don't know if there's any way that these people can use your information, Dr. Gosselin, to free themselves. But Mike brings up a very important point. And it's just overwhelming. We are overwhelmed with corruption and fraud. What do we do?
Yeah, it's it changed the paradigm. Like I say, when the pain becomes so great, you're looking for an escape hatch, for lack of a better term. And every man, woman, and child has free will, and if they choose to exercise it, they have that option. And that's what we've created over with the Postmaster General in original jurisdiction, not under the Constitution. We're not in USA Inc. land. Matter of fact, for those that don't really know, even with a so-called Constitution, you aren't a party or signatory to it, so it doesn't apply to you anyways. It only applies to the so-called sovereign states, not to the people. It didn't devolve to us. I've got proofs on that on multiple levels on my site. The Informer is one of the subsections under the educational page, and it has a plethora of documents proving the tie-ins to the Vatican, the Crown, the whole scam. We've been duped ever, you know, 1776 wasn't nothing special. It didn't apply to us. And so that's why I say, for all my brothers and sisters who want to keep wearing these monikers, like sovereign slash citizen or even sovereign, they will castigate them down the black hole, put them in one box to deal with them as belligerents in commerce. And they're doing a good job of giving themselves over, thinking they're getting free, and they're actually stepping right into the dragon's lair under the NDAA Act.
Especially now with all these people saying they want to succeed.
Right.
They're basically putting themselves on record as being seditionists, and that's going to be pretty ugly.
Right. You have the enemy of state act of 1917. So they really set the stage up so effectively well, because nobody reads this stuff. They're not aware that they're being classified into a different capacity, or that they are a different capacity, or their status is not what they knew. And these classifications do cause deleterious effects on them, because they've never been awake to know who they are. And this is what we create, a paradigm shift for people educationally with, like, our privatist.me site. It's a good start. You start watching the videos. There's another excellent video on that subsection page by Santos Bonacci covering exactly what goes on in those black magic courts and how they create you, make you the trustee when you're really the living beneficiary, so they can steal your beneficial interest in court with these bonds. And it's just about the money. So it's amazing that the public fool system has been 100% successful, because they don't teach the real history. They teach the lie. That's all. We've been duped on multiple levels. It's a hard pill to swallow. But if you're ready to open your eyes, folks, you can go over to privatist.me. Start there. Got incredible videos, audios, educational pages, proving the birth certificate bond, and proving that you can't even challenge them under the 14th Amendment, because you're merely getting benefits and privileges, and you don't have the right to tell your king anything. You're a slave. My buddy used to call me that back in the 90s. I used to laugh at him. I didn't realize how much of a slave I was until I started investigating it further. And we
right.
are. I was. I'm not now.
And that's why we have to all have the integrity to be able to face the truth. Okay, what do you think, Mike? Any comments? Are you there?
I don't really think Mike's still in the loop, I guess.
Okay, I guess we lost Mike. But what do parents do to protect our children or their children if they're just now learning what's going on? Because, of course, if they get the birth certificate and the Social Security number, they're going to be forced to vaccinate their children. As I said on my show on OrionTalkRadio.com yesterday, I had two moms on, one whose child is dead, one whose child had his lower limbs amputated, all his fingers amputated, and his nose, and the vaccine connection is being denied.
Yep.
So it's very important for people to face reality now and to do what they have to do to protect their children. What else matters than your children?
Yep. They think they're just a collective piece of property under USA Inc. It's another bondable piece of chattel property. So, yeah, if you have the strength of will, you don't have to give over. Forced compliance does not a valid contract make. So, technically, they can't force you to do anything, because everybody was given free will. So, if you're going to stand fast for one of your own, i.e. your child, you have the right and the capacity, even though they still think you're USA Inc. So it's an option that they're making harder and harder to exercise, because, like I say, they need more fiat money to keep the system going, because no country is loaning this country anything.
The word is no. You say no. You say no, and that's all you have to do is learn how to say no on all levels.
Yep.
And that's a problem. But I want to ask you, because I relate to you, your doctor, you worked for the military, you were in the Marines. You must have seen some things, especially in regards to vaccines. What started to open your eyes?
Just the fact of starting to actually read the labels on the vaccines I was given, because I did work for about 18 months in Mojave Desert, China Lake, California, in a medical area, giving shots to adults, allergy shots as well. And I just said, you know, something's not right. Something's amiss, and I just couldn't quite put my finger on it. And them telling me that the baby's always supposed to might have a reaction, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're having a reaction, that's not a good sign. So they're saying if we're creating an adverse reaction by using something, maybe it's not a real good idea.
Right. And did you refuse? Did you speak out against it?
Well, I moved out of that, and that's when I got transferred to the Marines. We had the epi trays. At least we had epi trays in our ERs and our shot clinic, whereas not like the what you're doing at Wally World and Sam's Club. They got people giving them shots. And I asked the girl who behind the desk. I said, "Sweetheart, do you know what to do for anaphylactic shock?" She didn't even know what the hell anaphylactic shock was, Doc. Jeez.
Oh my God.
I said,
okay.
The
callers are lining up. We have John from Massachusetts. Are you there, John?
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Carley? Great program. There's another great show, and you got your guest there. He's right on the ball. I mean, he's probably knows a lot more than I do. But hello, is it Peter?
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. Yeah, good to speak with you. Now, did I hear you correctly? Did you say you were promoting this fellow, The Informer?
Not the fellow. That site's been shut down for years, but I managed to get the documents that he's wrote up, tying everything to the Crown and the Vatican and all this other stuff.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, I got good news for you, because you can his website is actually him and James Montgomery's site. They got it up now. It's an excellent website. It's called thinkorbeeaten.com, and they got a lot of great documents on that site.
That's right. Very good. Yeah. Matter of fact, for anybody who's listening, folks, go there. I mean, I thought he shut down for a few years, so what he created was incredible. It really cuts to the quick, and it'll shake your paradigm to the core. At first, I wasn't believing what I'm reading, but then I started reading more, and then reading more, and I said, "Geez, you can't make this stuff up."
Wait a minute.
Think or be eaten.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty dramatic. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called thinkorbeeaten.com, and your guest there, Peter, is right on the money, and I have a friend of mine who is much more intelligent than I am, and he's very, very hard to fool, and he doesn't really recommend too many things, and he's done a lot of research himself, and I'll tell you, he recommended this website, and he said you can take it to the bank. It's like we never had a Constitution. This whole thing about restoring the Constitution and restoring the Republic, it's a bunch of baloney.
Yep.
And there's a really great thing that The Informer did, and it's up on YouTube. You can get it. It's a six-part series. It's called The New History of America by The Informer. It's about an hour. Each segment is about an hour long, roughly, and it's a blockbuster stuff. It's called
I got that book, brother. I actually read the darn thing. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, fantastic. Good to hear you. You know, I'm glad there's people like you and Dr. Carley that are on the front lines, and I'm just, chipping in what I can to help people wake up. But this New History of America on YouTube, six-part series by The Informer, you already know about it, but Dr.
Yeah.
Carley and everybody else can check it out.
Okay. I just want to say that this is all good. I haven't seen that, but I also encourage you to go to Change is on the Horizon on YouTube, especially part two, because I have seen that. We have to face reality. Please check that out.
Okay, very good. I will.
That'll give you the nickel tour, brother. You can just punch it into YouTube. Change is on the Horizon part two. It'll bring you right to it, and it'll rip the curtain back so far you won't be getting much sleep tonight.
Excellent. Now, is there a way somehow to get in touch with you via email or something?
Yeah, you can go to my privatist.me site. That's where I have a bunch of postings with educational materials, information on the birth certificate bonds, showing proof of them, and other information about the 14th Amendment and all this other stuff, and sort of okay. meat potatoes. So yeah, PRIVATIS.me, and you can join up. It's a, it's private. It's for our private members. It's free. And
yeah, and I can
Come on in. The water's fine, you know.
Yeah, and I can contact you that way through email. Okay, great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Water's fine. Although a little bit scary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great work, folks. Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, John. We have David on the line from Lone Wolf Territory, whatever that means. Go ahead.
Hey, sweetheart. Long time no hear. Yeah, this is David. You and I haven't talked in quite a while. Glad to hear you up. Again, his website. Doctor, what's your website again?
Yeah, it's Privatis, P-R-I-V-A-T-I-S, dot me.
Privatis,
right.
me. Because I couldn't
right.
get, I wasn't getting it to come up. All right, thank you.
Yeah, very good.
And I am the informer is my mentor, and we have been working on doing some other stuff. I'm glad to see the young gentleman brought this other site up. Wasn't aware that James had gotten this up, but I have all of the informer's work, and we were working.
We're separate from the Postmaster General, brother. We do education deeper because, the Postmaster General site is a separate function than what ours is, and we're.
Are you talking about the one that's claiming to be the Vatican?
Which one, brother?
There's one that's out there claiming now to be the Vatican Postmaster General.
Yeah, he's not a Vatican Postmaster General. No, the Postmaster General in original jurisdiction by default, the USPS did not wear that hat anymore in the private. They went into the public, and by delictal default, they lost their spot. Brother, I got the documents, I got the proof, but we're not under the Vatican, brother.
No, but there's a website out there now. It's called the Vatican Postmaster General.
Oh yeah, that's not us. That's
okay.
With us.
All right.
Well, let me just say, David, you have to realize that as the truth is going out there, there are many disinformers that are, getting into the mix and trying to confuse people.
Yeah, Rebecca, what I'm confused is because I've looked at this Vatican site, and a lot of the documents that they're putting on this Postmaster General Vatican website out of Washington, D.C., it's stuff that was written by either the informer or myself or James Montgomery or John Alden.
Right.
And I can't believe that they're taking our writings and putting them on another website.
Unless you realize that they're very scared by the truth getting out there. And this has been going on for a very long time. The truth is getting out there, and there's all kinds of confusion and disinformation going on by various individuals, and that's why discernment is key.
Right.
As I said, when I was first contacted by Dr. Goslin, when he told me he was ex-military, that was a red flag. But then as our conversations continued, I realized that he was very much like me, and he knew what was going on, and he was trying to get the truth out there. There's so many minions. People, that's why I always tell people, don't believe anything I say, don't believe anything my guests say,
yep.
Check things out for yourself.
That's
because
it.
The truth is self-evident, but you have to do your homework. Otherwise, you're going to be distracted and made to believe in conspiracy theories, which of course there is no such thing as conspiracy theories. There's conspiracy facts.
Yep.
And you will find those when you do your homework.
Yeah, the other point I wanted to get with you, I'd like to talk to you off the air, Rebecca. I could give lonewolfterritory.com, lonewolfterritory.com, if you'd drop me a line. I want to talk to you about the informer. He has cancer and he needs help.
Okay. Well, I will encourage you to contact me, drcarly@gmail.com, because, I that's what I do. I teach people how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies.
Yep.
And, of course, it's very important for him to realize if he goes to the white coats, he will die. Where I answer today is, you are a decedent. My special guest, Peter Goslin, and after listening to those advertisements, I have to say I do not condone any advertisements that are played during my show. To state that just because a supplement is a supplement is basically, you know, promoting that it's healthful is a ridiculous scam. Big Pharma is buying out many of these companies, and, you know, that's all I could say. It's,
yep.
I'm not advertising or condoning any of this crap. But I just want to give you an opportunity, Peter, because we only have a few minutes left on the show,
yep.
To tell the listeners what you know, because, you know, I consider you somebody who knows what I know, and you're coming out against it also on the legal level, which is quite amazing, actually. Can you talk about that putting things in a box?
Yeah.
Aspect that will be helpful.
Yeah, folks. From here on out, any instruments or anything they want a signature on, you have the capacity to put it in a box, and make sure you do it in blue pen. Don't use the dead man's black ink. You have the right to put blue or red, whatever color trips your fancy. But by putting it in the box, folks, it thereby removes it from the page, not allowing them to hypothecate any instruments on your behalf. If everybody in America did this for a week, we'd shut them down in a New York minute, and they wouldn't be hypothecating anything, because it's just about getting the sin, i.e. the signature. So put it in a box. Everywhere you go, you get a check from your company. It doesn't matter. Put that sucker in a box on the back. When you put your sin there, put it in a box. It's all good, folks. They will not be hypothecating. We were covering this on Blog Talk. We still cover it. It really
is. Wait a minute. I just want to highlight this, because if you put it in a box, you are thereby saying you're not a decedent, correct?
Right. It's removing the signature from the page. Same with a ticket. If you get a ticket by Deputy Donuts going down the road, make sure you put your signature in a box. And if you have to go to court, you know, they can't see the signature, and they know it, and it neutralizes the case. They can't move forward. Because they'll say, well, I see a signature. No, it ain't my signature. I don't see nothing. Once you put it in a box, and we use it in the Admiralty and the Navy as well, and it is an effective modality. I've had brothers use it and actually get off ship and went straight to the captain, couldn't get blocked, got him off the ship like he was requesting because they were blocking him under nefarious reasons, and a Master Chief, an E-9, actually got off the dime by saying, put the whole damn document in a 1/4 inch all the way around the whole document from the corners all the way in a block, you know, one continuous inside the box, and it allowed for him to get off that ship yippee-skippy. Amazing.
Okay, well, we're running out of time.
Yep.
We'll have to continue this conversation because I want people to realize that you know what I know, and let's wake up the military. They are being killed with vaccinations, biological weapons. It's time to go against the traitors that are controlling D.C. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll
Thanks,
be
Dr.
back next week talking about how vaccines are being used to kill children and then charge the parents with murder. We'll be back next week. Thank you, folks. Spread the word about the show.
It's true.